The program for Thursday follows. Good morning. Today, let's think about the head and the headquarters of the New Testament church. In returning to the oneness of the church of the Scriptures, I think we must sooner or later come to deal with this. Is there just one head of the church? Is there a human head of the church upon earth today? Some would say that one man is the head of the church. Others would say that councils or synods of men are the head of the church. Well, what about that? What about the head of the church? And what about the headquarters of the church? Does the church have a headquarters up on this earth today? What about that? I turn to Ephesians chapter 1 to get our thoughts going today. Beginning here with verse 22, it talks about the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, for above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. This is an interesting scripture. It speaks of the resurrection of Christ from the dead by the mighty power of God, and how that he is now in heaven over the church, and he is the head over all things to the church, and he says the church is his body. It's just almost like he said in Colossians 1:18, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. We're told in Ephesians chapter 4 and in verse 4 that there is one body and one spirit, even as you're called, and one hope of your calling, and then one Lord, one faith, one baptism. All right, Christ is the head of the church. Even as there is one body, there is one head. As there is one head, there is one body. There is no human head of the church up on this earth, embodied in one person as a vicar of the so-called church, or in councils or synods of men who claim to head up the church. There is only one head, and he is in heaven, as we have read in these marvelous scriptures. And as a church, humanly speaking, is made up of local autonomous groups, there is no head except the headquarters in heaven. There is no overhead organization binding those churches together, as we read in the scriptures of the first century. They were local autonomous churches, each individually under their head, Jesus Christ, who was in heaven. There were no councils of men governing them over several churches. There were no synods. There was no one man who was the vicar claiming to be the head of the church upon this earth, because there was only one head, and he was in heaven. And that brings us to the thought about the headquarters of the church. Where is the headquarters of the church? Denominations have their man-made headquarters where they look to for authority and for leadership upon this earth. I know one man spoke to me one time. He says, well, his denominational headquarters was in such a place. Well, where was my denominational headquarters? Well, I simply and humbly said that I did not belong to a denomination. I simply belonged to Christ. And my headquarters was in heaven where the head was, Jesus Christ. So our headquarters is in heaven where the head is, and the church has only one head, even as the church has only one body, and the church being that one body. This is a simple truth, but it's very basic if we're going to divest ourselves of denominationalism to get back to the pattern of the church of the first century. Oh, may this be our holy aspiration, to be united with that one body and practice the oneness of the faith as it was in the beginning. I thank you for listening again today.